This is the Smithsonian Institution's Archives of American Art interview with Joyce Marques Carey. We are in Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Glenn Adamson. I'll be the interviewer, and today's date is June 16th, 2002. We're sitting in Ms. Carey's dining room in her home in Madison. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
I guess I'll ask you to start by just describing your upbringing, where you were born, when you were born, and your early childhood, anything that occurs to you.
Okay. I was born in 1936 in Redding, California. Mm-hmm. Redding.
Where is Redding?
Redding is about the last town of any size in the Central Valley in California. Mm-hmm. It's surrounded on three sides by mountains. Mm-hmm. And not too far from the Oregon border.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's relatively rural.
It was at the time, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's kind of a tourist jumping off point for going to the mountains and going fishing, but at the time it was maybe 10,000 people mm-hmm. at the most.
Mm-hmm. So relatively small town. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what did your parents do for a living?
My father was a mechanic for the state of California. Mm-hmm. He worked in he was a mechanic. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. My mother didn't work until after my father died. He died when I was six. Mm-hmm. And then she took a job, just any job she could get. So she worked in a laundry mm-hmm. until I was about 19 or so.
Huh. What were their names?
Helen Shepherd mm-hmm. and Max Shepherd.
Okay.
And her maiden name was Hatton. Mm-hmm. Helen Hatton.
H-A-T-T-E-N. Mm-hmm. Okay. So after your father passed away, was it difficult for your family to sort of make ends meet?
I think it probably was, but I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. The job that my mother took was hard. She worked 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I had no brothers or sisters or any other relatives in town, so mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time by myself. Mm-hmm. But I was never aware that we might be actually poor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think our needs and wants were pretty low, and our house was nice, mm-hmm. and so we got along fine.
So you actually feel like you had a happy childhood, although you were an only child with a working mother?
I'd say yes, I had a happy childhood. I was kind of lonesome, but I don't think I was really aware of how lonesome I was either mm-hmm. until later, mm-hmm. when you start comparing your childhood with other people's, and they have friends, and they have relatives, and they have parties, and they have
right.
brothers and sisters. And
right.
So I learned to be alone, mm-hmm. and I think that's probably been good in the long run.
Helps you in your studio, maybe?
You bet. I like to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you must have had an extended family elsewhere, right?
I had two aunts who were my father's sisters. One of them lived in San Jose, California, and the other one lived in Long Beach, California. So we generally saw them about once a year.
Down south?
Mm-hmm.
And you would drive down there?
No driving. We didn't have a car.
Oh, really?
No, we took the Greyhound bus, and I always got sick.
I wasn't so happy. So you didn't really get a sense of the overall geography of California when you were growing up then, probably?
No, not really, except where the Greyhound bus took us to mm-hmm. San Jose or to mm-hmm. Long Beach. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of nature around where you grew up?
Yes. Yes. We lived in a really rich area. I could see Mount Shasta out the kitchen window. And once in a while, when relatives would come to visit who did have cars, we'd go up to Mount Lassen and spend a day or so.
Is that in Oregon?
It's in California. It's a volcanic mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really great. I loved to go up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the ocean is on the other side of the coastal range. And when we had a chance, we'd get on this little bitty bus and go over to the ocean and just be there.
Mm, that's nice. What's the ethnicity of your family?
I think all Northern European. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of any other branch of the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shepherd, I guess, is an English
I think so.
Surname, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know when your family came to California?
I know that my father grew up in California, mm-hmm. But I don't know where his family came from before that. Mm-hmm. They had a fruit farm in Central Valley, mm-hmm. and my mother grew up in Indiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And moved around a fair amount, but always in this part of the country, mm-hmm. until she and her mother moved to California.